Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello and welcome to a bonus edition of the Bulwark Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Miller. I'm here with the Raging Cajun, James Carville. He's got a documentary that one of our last podcasts was featured in, and it is live on Max, November 14th. Winning is everything. Stupid. James, the last time you were here, we were talking about a Kamala Harris parade. I guess we had... They rained on our parade, brother.
Yeah, well, they did. And you know, so let's review it a bit. So you and I have been in politics for a long time. All right. And if the country wants something different, you try to give the country something different. And I think that this election really boiled down to two massive mistakes. First, nothing we can do about it, Biden gets out on July 21st. Understand that this massive amount of talent in the Democratic Party. As I say, playing, there's 350 hitters all over AAA ball. We just don't know them. And though she gets out, he gets out on the 21st, and I told Adam DeGurney, we didn't even get a chance to kick the tires. We just said, you're buying the car, and you have no choice. And, of course, we bought the car. But I think all people like a campaign that is reducible to one moment. And I think if this campaign is reducible to one moment. We're in a 65% wrong track country. The country wants something different. And she's asked, as so often the case, in a friendly audience on The View, how would you be different than Biden? That's the one question that you exist to answer. All right? That is it. That's the money question. That's the one you want. That's the one that everybody wants to know the answer to. And you freeze. You literally freeze and say, well, I can't think of anything. So we said 65% want something different. We are just not going to give in to them. But maybe the odiousness of Trump combined with the Dobbs decision, we can overcome it. Well, we didn't overcome it. But when we go back and history unearths this, it's going to be right there on The View. And I think her name was Sunny Houston or whatever, asked the question. And that's the most devastating answer you could imagine.
I think that there are some limits to the value of various particular recriminations, given the broad scope of the movement towards Trump. So I want to talk about that a little bit in a second. But on this minor point of Biden, I think she was also worried about him. Right? I think that he got out, but he got out late. And it also, to me, felt like that there was still an air of sensitivity around all of it. That, like, you know, people were walking around eggshells. They didn't want to hurt his feelings. Right. Like, rather than what should have happened, which is him saying, I'm passing the torch. You do what you need to do to win. I didn't feel like there was a sense of you do what you need to do to win. And I think she was torn a little bit by kind of loyalty and worrying about that.
And I bet you, when the answer is going to be, and a true answer is going to be, President Biden, people like him. Okay, he has a lot of friends. A lot of people really like him.
Right.
All right. She being one. And she, look, he gave me my big shot in politics, and I'm a loyal person. And I just couldn't do it. I was told to do it, and I think she was. And I just couldn't bring myself. And, you know, that's why winning is everything. Winning. When you have to win, it's more important than loyalty. It is everything. Yeah. If you don't win, you have done nothing. And unfortunately, we're finding that out the hard way. But I am sure that when we are told what happened on The View is going to be, well, they had given me the answer, but I just couldn't get the words out of my mouth. That's a very human thing, but when you're running for president, you're not allowed to have human reactions to the most fundamental question in the election. And that is, how are you going to be different than what you got? And we flubbed it.
The hardest thing about this for me, James, is that, like, I don't know. Maybe there's some elections where winning is not everything. Maybe there are times in life where, you know, doing the moral thing is important, or right, maintaining your integrity or saving yourself for down the line. But if there was ever a time when winning was everything, it was this time.
You're right. And, yeah, you know, and we, you know, we've been in elections, and you're Mitt Romney, if it's Obama, if it's Bob Dole or Clinton. You know, you want to win. You know, you think you have better ideas. Here is, it's just fundamentally, the director of national intelligence says, it's his view, and people in the whole intelligence, that he's being blackmailed by Putin. Jesus, how bad can you get? But I don't like the price of eggs. Okay. But we're going to pay dearly for this. I mean, we're really going to pay.
I do want to get into the price of eggs element of this and the inflation. But I had one other thing just kind of about the campaign itself, looking back, that I wanted to talk to you about. Because the last time we were on, I said to you that one of my worries was, I just watched the documentary for the first time. And, you know, it's showing the old clip of the whiteboard, you know, it's the economy, stupid. What about healthcare? You know, you had your 3 points on the whiteboard.
First thing was change. Yeah. Versus
more of the same.
And we were the more of the same candidate.
Right.
We staked out a position to be the more of the same candidate. Yeah.
And I said to you in that podcast, I was like, what are her three things? Right. If yours was change versus more of the same, it's the economy, stupid, and don't forget healthcare. What were her three? And I just, the big moments were good. The set pieces were good. The speeches were good. The debates were good. So I don't want to come off as like overly nitpicky, but like at the narrative level, what were the three things? That was something that was sticking in my brain the whole time as a worry that I don't know that regular people knew.
We doubled down on more the same.
Yeah.
All right. And then the second thing was, it actually said the economy stupid, but if you want to say it's the economy stupid, that's fine. Then we tried to convince people that it was, and it probably was better than it was given credit for, but that's not a case you're going to be able to make in a month.
Yeah.
So we in healthcare didn't figure into it, but on the two basic fundamentals, we flubbed it.
Yeah.
And people go to all. And by the way, she had every advantage. We had a united party from Dick Cheney to AOC. Everybody was, whatever you want to do is fine. We had more people on the ground. We had more volunteers. We had more money. All right, we had more surrogates, but we didn't have a reason. And since the dawn of time, since the first Greek stood in the middle of Athens and said, this election is a choice, all right? And we have had every piece of technology, and you can imagine printing presses, you know, radio, TV, computer, AI, algorithms, it's still a reason is the most powerful motivating thing in all of politics. And you cannot not have a reason and beat it with technology or beat it with volunteers or do that. And that's the overall message here, Tim.
Yeah.
A reason, and she didn't give us a reason.
I mean, I think what they would say is, you know, freedom. Right. Like we're turning the page, but it was a little surface level.
It was. Yes. I mean, I'm sure they're going to say, well, we had a housing plan, and that you did.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. The housing plan is number one. And if we would have had this process, would have had gone through it, and we'd have had this mega level of talent that exists. And all of these people would have been different. They would have been energetic. It would have created a sense of real excitement. Biden, he just blocked all that from happening. I'm sorry. Then he goes on to, after the election, he says, you know, we're going to be fine. I mean, this is Kevin Bacon. Like, all is well. Calm down. All is well. Just stay in place. Okay. Don't worry. It's all under control. Don't you love that scene?
I do. Animal House.
Yeah.
And that's what, all that's right. Well. And that's what we're going. We have the Animal Lighthouse coming. And I, yeah, I know. I didn't like it either. I mean, I know you feel like you want to be the president and you want to follow the rules, but I like, there are legitimate things to be worried about, you know? And like, I just think sanding down the danger is not really helpful.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The other thing I really wanted to talk to you about, I mean, thinking about both the movie and your life, you know, you come from regular folk, you know, and the Democrats, the main takeaway from the election, if you get out of the political strategist stuff with nitpicking messaging and speeches and whatever tactics, like the thematic thing is like the Democrats just did worse across every demographic group that is working class, that is non-college, Black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, white, everybody. Like if you do not have a college degree and are upper middle class, the Democrats, you know, lost ground with you. That seems to me like just a massive problem. And I kind of open-ended question, like, is it fixable? What do you do to fix it? Like, how did the party get here?
So one thing I'm no longer criticized for, and people have said, hey, you know what? In the day, you're right, James, when I used the term, quote, preachy females, unquote.
Oh boy.
That meant coastal, overeducated, lecturing. The other thing that happened in my new name for it, I call it identitarianism, but most people refer to it as wokeness. We couldn't wash the stench off of us. I mean, she didn't embrace it, to be fair to her. She never used any of that language. Walsh didn't use it. But people were still remembering that. And on election day, there was a prosecutor in Alameda County, which you're a resident of, I think, or used to
was.
Be for sure.
Yeah, used to be.
Was, which is, they recalled her by 30 points because she was an advocate of identitarianism, which is not even popular in Berkeley.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I mean, that's how unpopular.
No, or San Francisco. San Francisco got rid of their mayor, got rid of the most obnoxious city council member. Oakland got rid of their mayor. And
we're still dealing, although she didn't, no one talks like that anymore. The stench of it. It's like I tell people, you know, you close, you get fireplace and you get your clothes smell smoky. Somebody smoking a cigar in the room, or you smoke a cigar. And then you put your shirt on the next morning. God damn, thing stinks. Yeah. You got to wash it twice. That's what they did to us. They were cigar smoke in our clothes and we couldn't get the smell off. It was bad. And that people keep telling me today, well, I don't like the Fulton change. I don't like what left of the Democratic Party. Oh, I don't like all that, woke shit. Well, it was a mistake. And, I go back and I did that box interview in the spring of 2021. It was just evident that this was a really dumb, backwards-looking NPR idiotic move. And, of course, we all came to realize that, but it was too late.
What do they do? I mean, how do you get working people back?
So this is what we do. So Crystal's piece is the rallying point. All right. We're all in an opposition party. Understand that. Understand what an opposition party is. An opposition party, by nature, has no power. So Hakeem or Schumer, maybe they can get a couple of things that they need, but they're not going to get anything. So we have to start acting like an opposition party. This is the most radical, and don't laugh when I tell you this idea, okay?
No promises.
You know how private equity looks to some existing place that has a distribution network, but is a kind of failed company they're going to buy? We ought to take over the DNC. They have a charter. They have a building. They have tax-exempt status. They can put people in and put communicators in there and put people there and that know how to be part of the opposition and have a research side and crank out the distribution tables on what and settle on a narrative about Trump. And the narrative that I think should be about Trump is betrayal, that he betrayed you. Look, you want to offer change. He said he was for the middle class. He said he was for the working people. He said, and as soon as they do this, you know what they're going to do. You already know they're going to write the tax code for Elon Musk and Peter Thiel. All right, get ready for it. You know it's coming. It's just,
It's not coming, James. It's not coming, James. It's already here. I'm just pulling this up here. Axios, this morning, we're taping this on Friday. Axios this morning, big winners to watch. Oil and gas, crypto and tech firms, Musk's companies, and banks are all poised to benefit from Trump's agenda. Are those the forgotten men?
I would like to ask the kind of Latino male that voted for Trump, was this what you were voting for? Do you think that the banks and all companies and Musk, and do you think they lack power? Okay, fine. And we have to tell them that. And, when people say, my kid is going to, UCLA, and they want to be in the politics, what should they study? They should study the history of the Bible, because every message in politics comes right out of the Bible. And the whole Trump people, he's King Cyrus. He's the strong guy. He betrays you. And betrayal is a big part of the Bible. And as opposed to telling people that they were wrong, which is a hard thing to do, you thought he was going to do this, and look what he did. Now you know. And that's the way we come back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Do the Democrats have, I know that you said they got a bunch of 350 hitters across. And I think that's true, especially for the midterm electorate, which is much more college educated, you know, the type of electorate of people that show up in off year elections are much more Democratic friendly. And so I think that they've got a lot of strong bench for midterms. Do they have a strong bench for talking to the working class people that the party's
yes,
lost?
So absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you never see Beshear, Spiro, or Westmore, or Warnock, or I hate just giving names.
Sure.
But do that, you say somebody. So what they should do, and this is kind of weird, we should have, we did it back in the 80s. We should have a mini convention in the summer of 2026. And we should invite top tier candidates to speak to the convention and maybe have like a straw poll. You have to create, you have to show people you have all of this talent, okay? We got to play an exhibition game, or we have to have home run derby and let these guys come up and just crush, you know, batting practice pitches and hit them 400 feet and let people see that. I mean, let people see that there's help out there, there's hope out there. That we kept all of these people, Mitch, you know, if they would never do this. He probably wouldn't take it because it's thought to be a dead-end job, although in the right set of circumstances, it doesn't have to be. I would make Mitch the chairman of the DNC. I would have him as the, you know, going on TV and putting Paul Begala out there on Sunday morning shows as a communications director or something. I mean, somebody that knows how to deliver a message, knows how to frame an argument, knows how to do all the stuff that we weren't able to do in this cycle. But there's talent out there, dude. We gotta have a home run derby. Let them all speak to a fake mini convention in the summer of 2026.
There's just so much Mary in the film. I have to ask, what'd she think about all this?
Well, I got, you know, she's coming up tomorrow, but I expect she's pretty happy. But the really interesting backstory of the movie is the director said, there's two people I have to have, James. I have to have Bill Clinton and I have to have Mary to make this work. And I said, I can get you Bill Clinton, but I can't get you Mary. Okay. That. So he takes her to dinner at Cafe Milano. And he says, he's like on a day and he's trying to persuade her. And she's, and the hero of the whole movie is Gore Vidal. Because Matt, the director, used to work with Gore Vidal at Vanity Fair, and Mary had read all of Gore Vidal's books, and Gore Vidal read a really good review of Mary and I, wrote a good review of Mary and I's book in the New York Review of Books, which kind of set the tone, you know, like Gore Vidal, New York Review of Books, where so that was the common thing. So he gets her to say yes, instead of out in the Shenandoah Valley. And that just he gets to talk for 6 hours, but the cameraman didn't have a tripod. And the guy is sitting there dying, you know, holding the camera up. And he's like, you know, we got all of this. And she was spectacular in it. I mean, just spectacular. She looked great. I mean, she was very honest sometimes to my detriment. But, you know, I think it was good for her to get, you know, some of the stuff out, but the movie would not be the movie without her. Without her, it would have been a pretty good movie. With her, it's way better than a very good movie. And I mean, I know it's a good movie, and not being arrogant about it. It's a good director. It's well put together. It's well lit. It's well edited. It carries a narrative. I mean, the whole thing, but without Mary, it doesn't work like this at all.
I agree. All right. What are your fears? What are you worried about? What are your feelings?
Everything. I don't know about you. I mean, but just start with Ukraine. I don't know. Right? Somebody, I'm going to have to sit down with a person to explain to me the Palestinian mind that, in effect, turned over U.S. Middle East policy to Donald Trump and Bibi Netanyahu. I don't know how they could possibly think this was a good idea, but they do. That would be the beginning. So that the three, this is November the 8th, I guess, today, the 8th. There are three systems in the Atlantic Basin right now. There's a Category 3 in the Gulf of Mexico. Fortunately, it's going to go west. It'll be by the time it gets to Mexico, it will not. But you have a Category 3 on November, and maybe this is real. But that's just one thing to think about.
Climate change, you mean?
Right. Yeah. And, of course, the corruption that we're getting ready to go through and the consequences of it are going to be just draconian for the country. And I know this, and the only thing that we can do is we have to be all part of the opposition. And we have to oppose. They got all the power in the world, and they're going to run right over all of the people that voted for them. They're going to run right over all of the other people, and all we can do is, like, rally the opposition, hold them off, get to 2028.
So, yeah, James, well, I didn't want to be in the opposition with you, but I'm happy to be in the opposition with you. And
we have no choice.
We have no choice.
You know, it was like the guy that won the Medal of Honor, and he said, if there was some way for me to run, I would have run. I didn't want, but I didn't know where to go. So I just had to shoot everybody.
Well, we're going to do the best we can, and we'll keep the combo flowing. Thanks for always hanging with us, and I appreciate, your efforts.
Thank you. Go Tigers, man.
All right. Go Tigers. Thanks to James Carville. Go check out on Max November 14th his movie, Winning is Everything Stupid. We'll see y'all soon. Peace.
Thank you.
Borg Podcast is produced by Katie Cooper with audio engineering and editing by Jason Brown.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.